House Bill 1126, an act to clarify the provision of municipal water and sewer services outside of municipal boundaries.
House Bill 1126, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration and or passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Woodall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1126 comes to you because of a Supreme Court decision several years ago that required the cities to install water and sewers to buildings outside of the city limits. What we're doing in this bill this year is, if you'll notice in section one, it says line 11 and 12, nothing in this section requires any municipality to provide any municipal service outside of its municipal boundaries. And that same wording pertains to section two of the bill. Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen, state law that's in effect right now currently requires any building with plumbing fixtures to be connected to a public water or sewer service if available. A system is considered to be available if the property line is within 200 feet of the property. House Bill 1126 just clears up a problem which arose with that Supreme Court decision, which interpreted that the law as requiring municipalities provide these required services even outside the city limits. The bill simply adds the words which I have just read to you. Nothing in this section requires any municipality to provide any municipal service outside its municipal boundaries. Under this bill, the municipalities which choose to provide that service, they can still do that. If the person is located outside the city limits, agrees to the terms the municipality sets for such a service. Conversely, this allows a person outside of the city limits to reject those terms and not to be hooked up to the municipal water or sewer system. The current law says that buildings within 200 feet are required to hook up to these systems. That is current law. It's not a requirement, it's a pollution control issue that has been determined by the legislature in the past that it is best if sewage is taken care of in an environmentally neutral manner, where water is coming into a building with plumbing fixtures exit through a sewer system. This bill has no impact on any water systems or sanitary districts. It's just a bill that deals with people who are not served by another system and who want to install their own water systems or septic tank systems. People that are outside the city limits will not be required to hook up to a public sewer system. It requires the if the municipality and the owner are able to reach a mutual agreement, then these services can be provided. The current law it states that municipalities above the five thousand population are exempt from this requirement because it is assumed that first-class municipalities in general are where they are going to see the most growth, and the municipality is not allowed by the county to plan for areas outside the city limits. It could be possible to have such a large number of people required to hook up to a system that it would overload the system. And this does not happen in small communities, so we're able to develop a little more slowly and bring forth what is needed to provide this service. And I think this is just a fairness issue for the people in these small communities that would allow them to deal with the people outside the city limits in an equitable manner, that they come to some sort of an agreement installing the water and installing the sewer service so it doesn't put a burden on these small communities. You know, if the law stays the way it is, and a person comes in or a group of people come in and decide to have their water and sewer services hooked up to the city limits and they're made to do that now, then the burden on the local taxpayer would increase considerably. It would increase the water and sewer rates. And, you know, these people then, if they're outside the city limits requiring that service, putting the burden on the people within the city limits would be unfair and would be unjust to the people inside the city limits having to do this. And therefore, I would ask you that you pass this bill and allow the cities to, the class two and three municipalities to govern themselves, make deals with the people outside the city limits, and allow them to come to a mutual agreement, putting these water and sewer hookups up to people's property outside the city limits. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on House Bill 1126. Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in support of this bill. There was a similar bill introduced last year, and it passed the House very strongly and did not pass the Senate because of the perception, the way that bill was worded, that it would force annexation on some people outside of the city limits that did not desire to do that. That wording has been changed, as you can see, and the essential part of it is the line 11 that Representative Woodall alluded to. It doesn't require the municipality to furnish service to anybody outside the city limits, and I think we understand that's, as he said, a fairness issue, and I would urge your support of the bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1126. Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1126. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1126. While the members are voting, I understand we also have another set of parents of one of our pages, Paige Sarah Lindman. Probably not on the floor, but I understand her parents might be above me back in the gallery. Dave and Sue Lindman, if you're up there, please stand up so we can see you. Thanks. Thanks again for loaning your daughter to us for 2 weeks.
Representative Koskin. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 3, excused 7.
House Bill 1126, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.